after OSU or Oklahoma A&M, then you go on to medical school, University of Oklahoma, in 1951.
Yes, sir.
Did you know going in what your specialty was going to be? Or
I had no idea what I would really do. I think I had in the back of my mind neurological surgery since I was six, but didn't dream that I would ever do it. We met September the 7th of 1951 in the large auditorium at the OU School of Medicine, and the dean, Dr. Mark Everett, whose real name was Ehrenberg, E-H-R-E-N-B-E-R-G, the name was changed when his father moved here from Germany and changed the name from Ehrenberg to Everett, feeling that was more appropriate at the time with all the sentiments of war and so on.
Dissent, right?
Yes, sir. He was a brilliant man, Ph.D. in biochemistry. He was the dean of the school, fine fellow. He spoke to us briefly as we all met in the auditorium and announced that you young men and women, very few women, by the way, three in our class, three girls, mostly all white males. It's just been reversed now. 55% ladies in the class, 25% foreign students. The remainder are white males. American. He announced that you men and women are going to become physicians and surgeons. Starting this day, there will be no plaid shirts, blue jeans, and cowboy boots in the school. And we all slid down in our chairs because that's what we were all wearing. Everyone was attired in just that. I recall meeting my classmates and getting acquainted. We had wonderful teachers. We had a number of Jewish professors that had to leave Germany. The University of Oklahoma hired them. We had outstanding teachers from there. So it was our good fortune, their misfortune, of course, to be rooted up to leave their home and move to a foreign land. These were excellent teachers. I recall Ernest Lockman, MD, PhD, professor of anatomy, excellent teacher. We had a number of them that came. They were all outstanding teachers. So it was our good fortune.
When did you begin to decide, I am drifting toward this specialty?
Occasionally, Dr. Wilkins would come to lecture, and his associate, Dr. Jess Herman. And that was the first time that I'd really met this fellow that took that patient from Gary with his head caved in 1930. And I was fascinated with his teaching. He was a fine, fine gentleman. I didn't really dream at that time I was going to apply for the program. Most of us hadn't decided exactly what we were going to do. After I finished medical school, having a year of general rotating internship at St. Anthony Hospital, you get to work in each department for a few weeks. And for the first time, have patient care. For the first time, you can write orders, examine patients, make diagnoses, order specific exams, nothing like today, no $2,500 exams in those days. Having rotated through the entire thing, I decided that I'm going to apply for neurological surgery. I was told that they take one man a year, and there are 500 applicants for the job, 250 from the United States, 250 foreign applicants. So, old buddy, you better think long and hard about this. So I had a year of general surgery. You have to have abdominal surgery and thoracic surgery before you can begin the neurosurgical program. And I took that at the University of Oklahoma and then applied. So I was accepted in the program in July of 1957.
So were you the one out of 500?
I was the one. Professor Wilkins would take the 250 foreign applicants and dump them in the wastebasket. He would then take the 250 American applicants and go through each one carefully. As a rule, the foreign applicants, he didn't bother with it because there were just too many.
How did you rise to the top?
Well, I was, again, very lucky. I had done well in school. I had done well in my surgical year, abdominal and thoracic surgery. And while I was an intern at St. Anthony Hospital, I told Dr. Wilkins, if there's anything I can do to help in the neurosurgical program, I'd be glad to do so. So if there's a history or physical examination, if there's something like that that you want me to do, I'd be happy to do it. So he knew me.
Didn't hurt to have that bond.
Didn't hurt to have that bond. And then oftentimes he would come by, like on OB and GYN, he would come by in the middle of the night and ask me, do you want to scrub on a craniotomy? And I'd say, yes, sir. So at 2 o'clock in the morning out of there I came and did that work, in addition to the work on my particular specialty at the time.
So you weren't afraid of work?
No, I worked hard.
You were there to learn?
Yes.
And sleep was not important?
No. We didn't think anything about it at that time. It was so interesting what we were doing. We'd work 18 hours a day and not think a great deal about it.
You said earlier you were lucky, but you earned your position of being the one selected. There's no question about that.
Well, I worked hard.
Yeah.
I worked hard. But I was indeed very lucky to be accepted because they take one a year at the University of Oklahoma.
I would imagine you told the good doctor that you heard of him when you were 6 years old. And
you know, I never told him that story. I should have. I've gotten many letters from him, and I've written him often.
He has since passed now, hasn't he?
Yes, he's gone.
You complete your work at the University of Oklahoma Med School. You need, of course, then residency.
At that time, a year of general rotating internship, in which you rotate through every department in the hospital for a few weeks. For the first time in your life, you've been able to really do hands-on medicine in that particular field. So you can go through that and decide, you've been through it all now in this hospital. What did you like? What do you really want to do? The program's changed now so that they're liable to come in the sophomore year and say to a good student, would you be interested in an ophthalmology residency? Would you be interested in an orthopedic residency? And many of those kids will sign up as a sophomore in medical school, not realizing what is eye surgery. What is orthopedic surgery and what do they do? Many sign up for it and later find they really didn't like it. That's really unfortunate. If you rotate through the entire hospital, a few weeks in each department, you can then sort of decide what did you really like. You're liable to stick with that then and not decide in the middle of a program that you don't like this.
So they've done a disservice to themselves.
Yes.
And to the program that they've,
yes,
wasted time, actually, haven't they?
Yes, they really have. They've really done away with the general rotating internship. At that time, that was a mandatory thing. You had to go through that, and that was excellent. The first 2 years, purely basic sciences. The last 2 years in medical school, patient care, learning the practicalities of practicing medicine, examinations, all that goes with it. You really don't have any hands-on experience with any authority until you're an intern.
So then you did a year of that, and then they must have come to you and said, all right, what do you want to do? What did you say?
I said, I want to be a neurosurgeon. I was told, listen, this is a tough road to hoe, and we take one man a year at OU, and there are 500 applicants. So I was really discouraged at the time, but went ahead with my year of general surgery. And my application was in for neurological surgery. So I was accepted and started July the 1st, 1957.
What is neurological surgery?
Neurological surgery is the surgical treatment of the brain, the spinal cord, the peripheral nerves.
Do you recall the first surgery that you participated in?
In those days, we, in carrying out a craniotomy, shaved the entire head with a straight razor, like the barbers used to use. And I recall an Indian man, about 38 years old. They sent me to prepare him for the craniotomy, which was rather urgent, shave his entire head. He had hair down to his waistline, thick, tough hair, and I shaved that entire head with a straight razor, the first time in my life that I'd ever had a straight razor in my hand. Dr. Wilkins came in. He told me, you were supposed to let me make the incision. So I had nicked this fellow's scalp in several places. Then I became so good, I could shave your entire head with a straight razor and never nick the scalp with practice.
You became quite good at shaving these heads.
Ah, yes.
You spent a year doing that, internship, then what?
A year of general surgery, which included abdominal and thoracic surgery.
Then where do you go?
Neurological surgery with Dr. Wilkins.